that. So, yeah, we'd like to have you. We've been having people on who've been doing grand juries out in Colorado, and they're trying to start. I don't know if you've heard of Section, what is it, Doug, 61 of the Magna Carta? They set up, Section 61 of Magna Carta, where they set up what they call barons. These barons write orders when it was due King John who refused to obey the Magna Carta. They would write orders and give him 40 days to affect the change, or they would bring him to justice, or pretty much they were looking to go that route as far as using the Magna Carta, which was the basis for our Constitution. And we've had some people on from Colorado who were expressing a desire to take that route. And what we were trying to do is trying to find out what kind of a success rate you're having, what the issues you guys are covering, and how you do it. From what I remember our conversation last time, you said something to the effect that, oh, well, we go in and we take control of the court through common law court, and you set up your own court within that court. So am I clear on that? Am I stating that?
Well, sort of. You know, what they're doing out in Colorado with setting up barons and everything, I'm not aware of any common law, experiences or, past things that have done that type of thing. It is true in 1215, these barons stopped the king along the road and threatened his head unless he signed the Magna Carta. And 61, paragraph 61 is what we really derive the authority, or it's the beginning. Actually, it's really it's the birth of the grand jury in its infancy. And one of the later on, they rewrote some of the Magna Carta in order to let the king know that next time if something goes wrong, they wouldn't threaten his life, nor the life of his family. But one of the things that they did in error at that point was that they didn't give the king due process. So seizing him on the side of the road and was going to take his head is not due process. He would have to go to a trial. And, of course, that's where developed the point of the grand jury, which, looks to see if there are any kind of a problem or something that's indictable. And then if there is, if they can't fix it, then they send it into the trial of the jury for due process, and that's the American system. The grand jury operates, that one that we're looking at, we call ourselves the common law grand jury, only to make a difference between ourselves and the corporate grand jury. Right now, across America, we have a grand jury that's controlled by the corporation. That corporation is the state and the county governments that have incorporated. The prosecutor controls the grand jury when it's called together, and they work for the state. They're paid by the state, of course. And the judge controls the trial jury, and again, he's paid by the state. Both of them control the juries as puppets, and you get a state-controlled trial jury or grand jury, which usually finds for the state because they're instructed and guided that way. And of course, they do a filtering psychology with them to try to discover the best people that they really want to bring on to their juries. So the whole thing's a fix. There was a guy, Spooner, that wrote a paper, a book, goodness, got to be 300 and some odd pages, and it was back in 1852, concerning the grand jury and the proper process of that. We do have that up on our website. But what we're doing is we want to go back to that original state in 1789 when the Constitution was instituted here in America, and the development of a court system and so on took effect. At that point, they had a jury that was controlled by the people, administered by the people, and paneled by the people. And over time, the government has taken that over. And, you know, how that happened, that's a story unto its own. But nevertheless, that's what's happened. So what we want to do is we're going back to bring back the original grand jury, which is under common law. You know, the Fifth Amendment lays out the fact that that the right of the grand jury is the right of the people. So you have the grand jury ultimately is considered an unalienable right that is protected by the Fifth Amendment. And so the Fifth Amendment obviously is a common law. You know, the Fifth Amendment is common law. But we know that, of course, because that's what created this country. And in the United States versus Williams case of 1992, Scalia wrote the paper, and he made the point clear that the Fifth Amendment is common law and that the grand jury derives its power from under that and not from the Constitution, therefore belongs to the people. And he likened it like a fourth branch of government. And so we want to reinstate the common law grand jury. Once we reinstate one through constituting it, we then are looking for access into the courts where we would work under the auspices of the court. A grand jury should not be working outside of the court. The arm and the strength of the grand jury is the court, and the grand jury is the court of record that is on call at all times. Ultimately, it is the actual power of the court is the grand jury and the trial jury. No decision.
One thing I liked about something you said was that Scalia wrote a paper on it, so the courts can't ignore it.
Absolutely.
The fact that that the Supreme Court has already ruled on it through Scalia. Okay, so that's really powerful because now it lends credence to what you were trying to achieve, which I think is by and far what I find other grand juries lack in authority. Nobody's approached the way you did by citing Scalia's determination. So I think that's
right.
I think that's a powerful extra.
We have not found a grand jury yet anywhere in the United States that we're aware of that has done this properly. There are lots of groups of people who have tried and they've established some juries, but they've never really got the authority. They're still trying. Some have been around for a couple of years and still haven't got the authority, don't have the power, and don't have recognition. And that's because they didn't look at the processes and the procedures of our existing court system, which provides for that. And so you have these, you know, when we have people that are coming up and trying to create national grand juries. We have people who are trying to create state grand juries. We have and every one of them, and you have this other group, as you had mentioned, that's doing this with barons. They have something else going on called the Board of Review, and I think that's international. And again, they have the same thing national. All of those things don't really have, that I'm aware of, do not have a history. They don't have I don't see any real authorities. Of course, the people are the authorities, but we don't see anything in the history. And we're coming up against people who do not want people controlling the government. They want the servants, you know, the people that are in control now to maintain control, particularly in the courts. The judges control everything. And so they don't want us in there, and they don't want any of the people in there. So obviously, to try to get something that you have no history and no authority to go against these people to try to get into power, they're not going to allow that. Now, if you work within their system, which is what we're doing, we're using the very system that they have. That's our brick and mortar. We're using the requirements of the clerk and what they're required to do. And we're using the United States Supreme Court rulings that go all the way back to 1802 or 1896, actually, concerning grand juries and how they operate, who they are and where they come from and how they're administered to and who impanels them. All of that has already been established in the United States Supreme Court. going back 200 years and even as late as 1992. So these are things that they cannot resist nor disagree. We also, their rules and regulations permit for us, and of course the Fifth Amendment permits for us. So they have a serious problem to try to reject us, and of course they are trying to reject us, but they will not win on that. We won't fail. We will get our grand juries in, and the people will finally get justice back into the courts. If you develop justice in the courts, then you develop justice also in the political realms, because the duty of the grand jury is to correct all wrongdoing and fix it, to find all wrongdoing and fix it or correct it, whether it be in the judicial or the political realms. And so the requirement to the obedience to the Constitution by our elected officials or appointed officials or bureaucrats can be applied by the grand jury. They can require it under threat of being indicted. So it's a very powerful thing that the people can take. And, of course, we're doing it grassroots. Yeah. So